trying.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils.
Hey.
I got hot sauce in my bag.
Okay. Wag.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Hello, everyone. Good evening.
Oh, oh my God. The intro makes me so hype.
Yes.
Girl.
It does.
Everything she said was just life. You can say what you want to about Beyonce. You better listen to the words. She's just like Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, he used to be, we didn't know what he was talking about back then. We didn't care. Now he gone. He like, oh, I know what mama say mean, mama saw. I know exactly what that means.
I still don't know what that means.
Hey,
I still don't know what that means.
Well,
good evening, everyone. Thank you again for tuning into Life Radio. Hey.
Hey. We in here.
Welcome to Life Radio, and that's Ladies Information Experience on the Our Radio Network. I am Lady J.
Hey, family.
And I'm here with my girls, KK.
KK.
And Nola G. What's up? What's up, KK? What's up, Nola G?
Hello.
What it do?
How y'all doing today?
What up, though?
Oh, you telling where you at now? You telling where you from? Don't tell nobody now. I'm about to play it. Y'all want to hear that? It's so cold in the D. Shout out to what's her name? Princess? I don't know. I don't know. I did not. I never knew who that was. And that was just a very sad song.
She's expressing her feeling. It is actually so cold in the D. That's actually
it was
a temperature.
Very true song.
It is. How are we supposed to keep peace? Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. So we
anyways, everyone, thank you again for tuning in to Life Radio. I have my girls here with me today, and we have a wonderful topic to talk about tonight. And our topic for tonight is angel encounters that you've had that's been life-changing for you. So not necessarily angels, but some kind of encounter that made a huge impact in your life. So it's someone that, you know, just walked up to you and said something to you or did something for you, and it's just out the blue, but it really made a huge impact in your life. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. But before we do that, of course, we're going to get into our segments with KK and Nola G, our Money Talks with KK, and our Thankful Thursday. Right? So,
okay.
So what you ladies got for us today, but we'll come back to that. Okay, go ahead, KK. What you got?
I was just going to say, let's just recap and give Prince Hakeem another shout out. I know he's listening. I know his people are listening, and we want to just thank him. For such a great time with him, you know, last week. He was instant family. Yes. Like, it was like we knew him. And I know y'all all felt the same way. So shout out to Prince Hakeem. Y'all keep following, keep looking him up, because we have to support each other. We have to support our own, and we're all our own. So this, I mean, if it's a like on a social media, that means something. Don't think it doesn't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We like all this other stupid stuff, fighting. And like your own. Let's get them up there. You know, because we have, because he's a producer. Now I'm ranting real quick. He's a producer, and we had some great producers. And now our generation, like we had Dr. Dre, you know, before him, like in our generation before is Quincy Jones. So we have to, they started somewhere. You know, they weren't always as big as they are now. So we need to help create legacy and legend. So let's just keep supporting him, because I know he's got it. He has it already. He's done the work. He just needs everybody to recognize it. You feel me?
Okay. Yeah, that's
shout
right.
Out to Prince
Aki.
He is
you.
Yes. Yes.
I'm done.
Shout out to Prince Aki. Okay. Thank you for that, KK. So, yes, when we come back, we are going to get into our Money Talks with KK and our Faithful Thursday with Nola G.
I did not know that KK was going to do something right now. All right, y'all, we'll see you in a minute. Get yourself together,
uh-oh.
KK.
Lord. KK, Nola G, and Lady J. We're here. We're going to get into our segments, but before we do, we are going to have a nice, good topic today. It's going to our topic is angel encounters that you have had that's been life changing for you. So not necessarily angels, but some kind of encounter that made a huge impact in your life. And when we get to our topic, everyone, please call in, share your stories with us, let us know, you know, what encounters you've had, just share your story. We would love to hear from you. Our number here is 646-668-2574. Again, 646-668-2574. So,
let's
do some money talks here with KK. KK.
Oh,
what you got for us?
Hey,
today,
okay. What are we talking about with money? Hey. Okay, so I just want to, we're kind of getting close to the new year, and I'm just trying to be real nimble with what I do with money, and I want everybody to be nimble. Don't be stuck in your same old ways, because your same old ways kind of get you the same old thing. So sometimes you got to take a little risk or you got to take a little sacrifice. So let's talk about a little sacrifice today. There are two things, and Lady J can attest to this. The $5 challenge. Anybody know about the $5 challenge?
Mm-hmm.
Lady J, why don't you break that down? Get in on Money Talks with me, girl. Tell them about the $5 challenge.
Tell them about the challenge. So
the
$5 challenge. So what you do is every time you have a $5 bill in your possession, so this is what happened with me. You know, every time I ran into a $5 bill, I bought a bottle, and I would put the $5 in, you know, roll it up real tight and put it in there. So it was hard for me to get it back out. And you just save it until you pick a date. You know, you don't have to do it for the whole year. You can do it for the, you know, for 6 months. And just let it build up and build up. And I didn't make it that very, very far with it, but it's a nice challenge. It's a way to kind of save money.
Yeah.
It was really cool. And,
so when you break a bill,
you know,
if you get change back, if you have a five, right? The theory is anytime your hands touch a $5 bill, so if you get change back from the store and you have a five, you can't spend it. You have to save it.
Yes. And I'm going to tell you, the first time I did it, I went to the grocery store and I needed $20 cash back, and it spit all five. And I was like, are you kidding me? So I took the $20. I was like, oh my God, really? You just really gave me all five? Like my first time? And it was really hard for me, but I said, you know what? That's what I'm supposed to do. So I took all the fives and I came home and I put them in the little, you know, bottle. But of course, I had to go try to get a, you know, some more money. But my rule was, if you get fives in your hand, you have to do that. So it was fun though. Mm-hmm. At the end, you know, counting up the money, you know, with a little extra money. So yeah, that's a good challenge.
Like,
too. Yes.
Yes, I think that's a good challenge. And the thing is, a lot of times we might think that, oh, you know, it sounds like a lot. Like, I know someone who saved $3,000 in a calendar year just by the $5 challenge. And they think about it, it sounds
mm-hmm.
like a nice piece of money. You could do something real nice because you could invest it. You can pay
yeah.
off some of your debt. You can go on a trip. So that's a good amount of money. And when you think about it, $5 doesn't really make or break us a day. Now, $3,000 might break us in a whole at one time, but in $5 increments, not, you know, I can't speak for everybody, but
yeah.
if you can do it, do it. Or if you can't do the $5 challenge,
yes.
you know, you can do something else. But get, like I
yes.
said, be nimble. The other thing that I want to talk about was using technology with that kind of savings idea is there's an app called Acorns, and it's similar
mm-hmm.
to that. What it does is, You download the app and it connects with whatever your bank card is. Every time, like say I spend $1.97 on something, it's going to take the remaining 3 cents out of that $2 and put it in a savings for me. So all my change. So I'm
oh,
always
wow.
you always end up spending yeah you always end up spending round dollars. So whatever, you know what I'm saying, if you spend $18.04, mm-hmm. then you're saving 96 cents. And trust me, over
mm-hmm.
time it adds up. So
yeah.
if we can kind of change our behavior a little bit and how we think about money and how we move with money, I think that that's only going to add to your wealth portfolio. So none of these are all-inclusive. None of them are exclusive. Whatever you think fits for you or something you want to try, just go ahead and step out and try it. If it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work. You know what I mean? Or if it's too hard or if it causes confusion, don't do that. Move with peace.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everything you do,
right.
let it be with peace. But try something new. So that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just learn to maybe say, so today's money talk is really about saving the change. So, and if I get further with this, I tell you, you save the difference, you save it, and then you invest that difference. We'll talk about investments later. Right now, we just sort of talk about
okay.
changing our saving habits and what we do with money. Okay, so that's it.
So
that's
KK, what was the name of that app again?
It's called Acorn, like a squirrel.
Acorn.
Yeah, you know, like squirrel
oh, okay.
save nuts. They're acorns? Yeah. And you see squirrels
okay.
do it all the time.
Mm-hmm. I knew a family at once that used to do that with their change. They had a big, huge container at the house. And everybody in the house knew if you got change, you have to put, like, if you get change back, you don't put it in your wallet or your pocket. You put
mm-hmm.
it in, you know, in the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Every time nobody ever had change because whenever they would get finished, with whatever, they would
right.
bring their change and put it in this one bucket. And then at the end of the year, they would take a trip off of that money. And they had enough to actually
okay.
take a trip. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
See, my grandfather did that. And I have no idea what he did with that money at the end of the year. Maybe he had a whole separate family he cared for. I don't know. All I'm saying is that he used to always do the change into the jar. But I remember seeing that. And it's not a new concept. But here's what's new. This is the funny part about this. Is that people that do that now, we save our change. So let me tell you about my children. So my children, they saved all their change. And they had it in a bucket. Well, they had, each one of them had a bucket. And they were going to take it to, what are those, Coinstar, where you see in the grocery store where you dump your change in there and they give you money back. And so
mm-hmm.
they went and saw that the percentage that they took from your money, I think it was like 12%. So I had explained to them, for every dollar, they take 12%, you keep 88. They take 12 cents, you keep 88. And they had a lot of change.
Mm-hmm.
My children were like, take me to the bank, give me the little paper bankroll. They sat there and banked all their stuff, and they kept 100% of their money. I was so proud of them. So what I'm saying is,
that's good.
Somebody's going to make money off of it. So and I'm not saying it's
yeah.
a bad thing if that's what you can do. But the money, somebody has figured out a way to monetize your savings. They figured out a way to make
right.
a machine to make money off of what you saved. Now, come on now. Let's get in front of the.
Yeah.
Let's get in front of everything. Let's get in front of the card. That's brilliant. But anyway,
yeah,
that's it. So let's talk. We're going to save our change. We're going to save our change.
All right. We're going to save our coins, y'all, for the new year. We're going to save our coins. Okay.
Get it going.
That's good stuff. Good
so,
stuff. Yes.
Yeah.
That is. Well, thank you for that,
so,
KK. That was awesome. That was great. Good information, everybody. Let's save some money for the new year. Let's do that. So when we come back, we're going to go into our Thankful Thursday with Nola G. You ready for our the Thankful Thursday, Nola G?
I'm ready.
Okay. Okay. Well, okay. When we return, we'll get to that. Tonight with Thankful Thursday.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I am very thankful today. I'm thankful for the listeners today. I'm thankful for you ladies being here with us.
Aww.
And what I just want to be thankful for, I started this. I get a lot of these driving in the car. Just, you know, these ideas about what it is that I'm just cognizant of and very thankful for. So I thought about the way that our world is today, the way that the world is today is we are really caught up on this idea of perfection. There's not anything that is perfect. Like you can't, you know, everybody's perception of perfection is different. So what I might think is perfect, you know, might be different for someone else. And so,
right.
But we are obsessed with, you know, on the internet. We get on the internet and we take, you know, I don't know about you, but I take about 8 pictures just to post one. You know, I got to get the right past one. And then we laden these pictures with filters and we change things and we make it so that it's perfect for us. Like we're obsessed with perfection.
Right.
And
wow. That's so true.
So just to everybody is just really obsessed with perfection about how, you know, we wear a lot of makeup, we, you know, the clothes that we wear, just trying to achieve this, our self-perception, this perception in our head of what we feel like is perfect. Well, I have been doing really well, and I hope that everybody else is doing really well. We haven't said anything about it, but I have been sticking to the the challenge that we had to go into for December 1st to do eat clean and to, you know, fit in more exercise and to, you know, kind of go into the new year better.
Right.
Already better. And so I have been doing that, and I have been trying to kind of look in the mirror and notice, you know, some weight loss. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to, you know, kind of look and trying to see. And I caught myself today thinking about, what if I got dimples under there? And I you know, under the fat that's on my face, you know, I'm hoping to myself that there's dimples under there, because I'm obsessed with dimples. Like, I love them. And what I know about dimples is a dimple is an imperfection in the bone under the skin. That's what it is. And it's something it is an imperfection. It's a defect in the bone under the skin. But to me, it is perfection. So today, you know, I'm grateful for imperfections. I'm grateful for, you know, the little the differences, you know, the gap in the teeth, you know, the things that people really kind of consider not to be perfect. I'm grateful for those things. I'm grateful for, you know, those things that, you know, my hair is growing in gray, and everybody around me kind of convinced me that, you know, the gray is okay. Just let it come in. And it's not all gray. It's not uniform. It's not perfect in my eyes. I like symmetry. But I'm grateful. It's imperfect. But it's perfectly imperfect for me. And so I'm grateful for the imperfection today.
I like that now. I like that, Nosey. I like that. That is nice. Yes. I am grateful too. I'm thankful. You know, I'm thankful for my my not having a six-pack stomach, because, you know, seriously, like, no, but seriously, like, you know, you're sitting like, oh, my God, I got to have this flat, you know, stomach. And then if you have the least little bit of a bulge, you know, you got to put on this girdle and you got to make it look slim, and then you're all uncomfortable. And I remember years ago, you know, I used to be like that. I used to, you know, I hate how, you know, it looked, or how this is supposed to sit up better. And this is, now I'm just like, hey, I'm working it. I love it. You know, you don't like it, somebody will, you know, like, that's where I'm at right now. So I love that. Yes. Self-love.
That's right. That's what it's about.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Loving yourself. I like that. What you think, KK?
Hey, y'all, give me 1 second. Y'all keep the party going. 1 second.
I don't know what KK is.
No, I do not. But, yeah, so that's good, Nate. Nology, I like that. That just makes me feel good because, like I said, you know, there were times where I was a little bit insecure about, you know, when it came to, well, I have to say one thing about that is hair. You know, I remember at one point I had, you know, my hair got a little bit wavy. I was like, oh, no, like, it's nappy. Like, it's not straight, and I'm curling it to death. And when the new growth started coming in, I'm curling the new growth. You know, it has to be straight. It's got to stay straight. You know, I can't have my edges and my roots looking. And now, girl, I love my natural hair, okay?
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, so, yes, I like that. So,
but I think, you know, I think a lot of times we have to really kind of, it's really about our perception of perfection. You know what I'm saying? Like, who's to say that, I mean, this is kind of what I mean, just to kind of sum it up. Your hair, this, and hair is an excellent example. Your hair,
yes.
And I'm not talking about everybody. I'm talking about you specifically. Your hair is growing out of your scalp. It is perfect, exactly how it grows out of your scalp. That's the way God intended for it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So we had
this
perception all those years that, you know, our hair needed to be straight. And we got it from, you know, whatever, our parents or, you know, kids around us in school or whatever, making fun or whatever. But my hair is perfect, exactly how it grows out of the scalp. That's you know what I'm saying? That's the way God meant for
it. That's what
I'm
saying. Yep. That's how it's supposed to be.
Mhm.
Yep. So I just feel that, you know, I just feel like, well, as far as the makeup too, because I don't wear a lot of makeup. I never really was. Well, I never wore a lot of makeup because I never knew how to really put it on. But you know, just to be able to walk out the house and be natural and not have to worry about waking up and the first thing you do is go to the mirror and put on a ton of makeup, you know.
Right. Right.
Just so you could go outside, you know, just so you can be in front of people. So
yeah.
So that's exactly, you know, I feel the same way about that, and that self love. I love that. And I always post, when I post my pictures, if I, you know, do on, you know, Instagram, social media, I always just remind myself, like, love yourself. Don't wait on nobody else to approve your beauty. Cause, yes, I love it. So we don't,
yes.
I don't know.
Yes, I agree. Hey, y'all, I'm sorry. I had a little technical difficulty, so I'm with you, but I had to take care of something. But what you're saying is right. And, I mean, and self-love is, you know, it's whatever, however you feel it. So if you like makeup and you like to play with it, that's cool. You know, if you don't want to, that's cool. It's just about what makes you feel confident and how you feel good about yourself moving in this world. And if you want to change that up and switch it up, great. You know what I mean? There's nothing, there are no wrong things to do. You're not hurting nobody. So we're going to... I think I think that was a wonderful one. No, I think that was great. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. All right.
Yes, let's take a break, and then when we come back, we'll get to our topic.
If you hear me, Angie Stone.
Hey, hey.
Y'all
welcome
be
back, everyone.
You may remember B. Angie B.
What so is today's it? Topic? Today's topic is
angel encounters that you have had that's been life-changing for you, not necessarily angels, but just some kind of encounter that made a huge impact in your life. So it could be, you know, just, you know, someone that you've ran into just unexpectedly, or just anything that's happened to you that is really, that really made an impact on you, like had you really thinking like, wow, you know, this had to be something that,
like,
you know,
you said, like,
something like a divine
intervention, something that you knew was like not of man, that somebody orchestrated that to happen for you. Is that what you mean? Like, is that an angel encounter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. 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 That's good. I like this because the Bible speaks about angels a lot, and I think different religions and different groups consider things angels that may not necessarily be what we think. Like, we see movies where, you know, angels have these big wings and robes and all that stuff, but I tend to think, like the Bible says, we entertain angels unaware, meaning you might be around an angel and you don't even know it, you know, not until you realize it, and it's like, man, that was like really crazy, you know. The Bible talks about angels in terms of they were physical beings. So they weren't a ghost. They were physical beings because angels, according to scripture, they had children with people, and that's where the giants came from. So this is, I'm going all around the mulberry bush, but I'm just saying, the reason I say that is they are actual beings that have the same senses that we do, you know? And so I think if we realize that you could have an angel encounter anywhere, you know, I think that makes you look at the world differently. Like, you're like, you know what I'm saying? You want to be good to people because you don't, what you don't want to do is cuss an angel out. You don't want to cuss an angel out. You don't want to do that. You don't want to have road rage.
You
would
be
cussing
anybody out.
You shouldn't, but some people, yeah, I know, but people think that they should cuss people out. Like, that's not really change them. It's not. It just makes you mad. But, you know, you really definitely don't want to do it with an angel, because an angel has a divine mission, and I think they know it. I think they know that maybe that's the difference between angels and people, is that they know, I need to tell this person that. Ooh, girl,
yeah.
I have had a few. So, anyway, anybody want to kick it off? And then we're going to go to a caller. Caller, I see you. We love you for being patient. We want to hear your angel stories.
I can just tell one really super quick so we can get to the caller. I can remember kind of being down and out financially, and deciding that I was going to go to church. And you know, just kind of outside of my normal service, I went to another church, visited another church, didn't know anyone at the church. Was called up to give money at the front. You know, they call up, they have people to call up, you walk up plate or whatever. Walked up to the plate, gave what I had, and it was not much, but I gave what I had. And on my way back, somebody slipped a 20 in my hand. And it was just like, what? Like, I couldn't tell you what the person looked like right now. I have no idea what they look like. I never saw the person. Somebody on my way back to my seat slipped some money in my hand. And I tell you, the money that I had to give was not 20. It was way less than 20.
Wow.
So, you know, I feel like that's that was just something. Nobody in there knew that I was in need of money. You know what I'm saying? That person didn't, but they slipped it right in my hand. So, they're quick.
Yes. That's exactly
that's cool.
Beautiful, and that's what we're talking about. So there are so many things. There are so many times when we encounter just goodness and grace and mercy, and sometimes it comes through people. And I think that we don't really. I don't want to say we don't appreciate it enough. Maybe I don't appreciate it enough. But what I'm saying is, I want to appreciate it more, because I think that the more I recognize it, the more I'll have of it, and I want to have it so I can give it out. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Yep.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Looks like we have a caller, I think. You want to get the caller in? Let's see here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Get a caller in. I know they've been waiting. We've been running our mouths. Let's see. We got a caller in the line? Caller? You there? Uh-oh. We have a caller? No?
Nobody
there? They've been waiting so long. They probably had... I think they're there. They probably had to go do something because they've been waiting so long. But we're gonna put them back in the queue, and then I'm going to go ahead and share my angel story. Let me see which one do I want to do. I've done it. I've had two that I know were angels. And when I say angels, I am talking about those beings that are not born of a woman, or I don't know what it is. I just know that it was just really strange. So
I know both of your experiences that you've had, KK. And why don't you tell them the first one you had?
Oh, my God. Archangel Connie. Oh, Lord. Angel Connie. Here's the thing, though. It's not going to sound like there was a reason that I thought she was an angel. And a lot of it is like, let me tell you why I say when I think about angels is that, for me, their specifics are lost. I only remember how I felt about them. That
mm-hmm,
makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't tell you, like what Nola G said, I can't tell you how that person looked. All I know is they put a 20 in my hand. Like, I know how I felt. We went to Cincinnati to the Taste Fest. Very delicious. And we were going through some stuff, you know, like I know I was. I think my companions were. And this lady just kind of rolled up on us. Oh, Nola G was there. She can attest to it.
Yeah, I was there, and I was definitely going through some things. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. So how did she roll? She just kind of came. How did we meet her?
We were on the, I don't think we were in Cincinnati. We were in Chicago.
Yeah, I said
right?
Cincinnati.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And
she was in Cincinnati.
Train.
We were in Chicago.
We were on public transportation. Right. We were on public transportation, like going to the Taste Fest, heading downtown. But I just remember her kind of appearing out of nowhere. She started talking to us very unassuming, very unassuming. She was dressed a little odd, but she just started talking to us. She had on a flowy. It was a shirt. I remember the shirt had a hole in it. You know, she had on a blue skirt. She had a scarf on her head. Like, she just was very unassuming. And she was there. What was she, coming for her birthday or something? She said she was there for her birthday.
She drove from Cincinnati. She drove by herself from Cincinnati for her birthday. And
okay.
She was just so, like you said, unassuming and humbled and, she wasn't ashamed. She was just there. Like, she was living her best life.
Mm-hmm. She was. But for some, she just felt some of the things that she said. And like you were saying, I don't really remember the context of the conversation. I just remember how I felt about her. Like, I felt it, too.
Yeah. Yeah. We all did.
Wow.
And then she just kind of disappeared into the ether.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. She
did.
She just kind of disappeared.
She did. Like, and I don't. It was just. It was. That was the first time we were. So we always called her Angel Connie. And for me, like, she didn't. Because I was going through stuff, she was like. My mind was taken off the stuff I was going through because it was so odd how she connected with us. So for me. That gift, maybe that was because that was my first. Well, I'm not going to say it was my first angel encounter because when I was little, I had something happen to me. I was quite terrified. But anyway, but I think that was a way to break it in easy so that I wouldn't be as terrified as I was when I was young. But it was too odd for her not to be something else. I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
wow.
Yeah, that was good. She blessed us. Shout out to Angel Connie. If you're out there, you're listening, we ain't forgot about you. So we have not forgot about you.
Yeah.
So let's try to see if we can get the caller back. I mean, let's see. Let's go. All right. Lady J, let's see if that is.
Yes. Is that a caller?
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Caller? Hello?
Hi, caller.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. How's everybody doing?
We're doing good. And who are we speaking to tonight?
My name is Felicia.
Hi, Felicia.
Hello, hi. Felicia. How you doing?
I'm great. Well, this is my story. Sorry,
Felicia.
It's okay.
We got an angel. We got an angel that don't know what they're doing on the board.
Yes.
On the ones and twos. We got an angel hanging out
on the ones and twos.
Yes. So what's your
okay,
story,
well,
Felicia?
I'm not a religious person. I'm a spiritual person. Okay.
Okay.
So with this being said, I think that my sister was an angel for me. Because a long time ago,
yep.
Way back in the, it's a long, drawn-out story, but I'm going to try to, you know, skip parts and get to it. But I was
okay.
going through something with a person that I was involved with and trying to get away from him. And
okay.
so I had packed up, ready to move, everything, and I was asleep, and I woke up, and somehow they had clammed up two stories, and when I woke up, they were standing over me. And
ooh.
I was like, oh, my.
Yeah.
And so they held me hostage the whole day, couldn't go anywhere. So my sister, she worked on the whole other side of town. So at about 5:30, when she had got off of work, she usually goes straight home because I live on the west side. She lives on the east side. So somehow or another, she happened to pull up in front of my house. At the same time, a cab pulled up in front of my house, and they both blew at the same time. And the person that was holding me in the house said, oh, my God, that's your sister. And next thing I know, they took a straight razor, threw it on the counter, and ran down the steps and got in the cab and left, which I did not know that had even caught a cab or anything. And so
what?
My sister, she came in the house, and she was like, I don't even know how I got here. How did I even get here? I was on my way home, but I pulled up in front of your house. And in my mind, I'm like, if she wouldn't have came at that precise moment that the cab and her pulled up in front of each other, I probably wouldn't be here today talking to you guys.
Wow.
So that's
my angel story. Okay.
That is amazing. And that's what I mean, that it doesn't, angels are, I mean, we're doing the work of angels if you're doing it. And she said she didn't even know how she got there.
Yeah, she said she didn't
she
even know how she pulled up in front of my house. She said, I was on my way home, but I came to your house. And that was the precise moment that she was probably supposed to.
Mm-hmm. That is amazing. And we are so very glad that she did that so that you are here with us. Yes.
Wow.
And then, yeah. So let me just be a little candid, y'all. I know Miss Felicia, and let me tell you, she's doing God's work. She's doing angel work every day. I'm not gonna even put it out there how she does it, but I just want y'all to understand that she does, and she doesn't do it for any other reason, but except for that's just who she is. So we can all be angels in someone else's life. You know, you never know. You could smile at someone, they could be on their way to hurt themselves. You could acknowledge.
Uh-huh.
And we talked about this before with the people that beg on the street. A lot of times we try not to look at them because we don't want to say no. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
I think acknowledging someone is humane. At least I acknowledge
right.
you. I'm still going to say no if
right.
I want to say no. But you're still a person.
Right.
You,
yeah.
you still have a soul. You still matter. I just ain't finna give you no money. How about that? Or I
right.
might. I might.
And if I can,
might.
I help
but
anybody.
Yet,
you know, everybody deserves a little bit of help and kindness because you never know what their situation is at that time.
That's right. Yeah.
That's true.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Even though a lot
you
of
never
people
know.
Come to you for the same thing all the time. Can I get five? Can
mm-hmm.
I get five? Can I get five? But you never know
mm-hmm.
really what they're going to spend it on or whatever. But that's not your call.
Mm-hmm.
If you got it,
right.
you can't
no.
give it. Just give it, and whatever they do with it,
yeah.
they do with it. But you
yeah.
helped whoever that you could because you are more
yeah.
fortunate than someone else. And
yeah.
if it's not
going to hurt, you're going to see that again.
Do it.
That's right. You're going to see it again many times over if you do it with the right
mm-hmm.
spirit.
I'm,
but
I
if,
already
if we,
do
if we
it
hold it with
many times over.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I had a really good friend
yes.
of mine.
Yes, she does.
And someone is just sweet and dear in my life, and. Today when I came home, I had this package, and it's for this lotion, and I was, like, so blessed to have that because it's something that they didn't have to do, but they thought enough of me to say, I'm going to send this to my friend, and I really appreciate it so very much.
That is,
oh, wow.
That's
so
cool.
Nice.
That's really nice. So, yes, I really love your angel story, and we are just we're blessed that you're here, and we're glad that you recognize that as a divine intervention, a spiritual movement. And
it
that's
was
why,
a divine
that's what
intervention
I think I'm meaning.
Because
it was
right.
If
it wasn't for her, I probably wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my mind, me not knowing that he had a straight rager or anything, he was probably gonna cut my throat and leave me up there, and no one would have never.
Oh
known.
My gosh. No, it would have been too late when they did find out.
At the same time,
mm-hmm.
so they couldn't do anything because
mm-hmm.
they were in the house and would have saw them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
like, wow, that, I mean,
yeah.
who would have knew, you know, that was
yeah.
getting ready to happen. If she wouldn't have came,
mm-hmm.
something devastating could have happened to me. And so I'm
yeah.
so blessed
yeah.
to still be here. And I, like I said, I'm not
mm-hmm.
a religious person. I'm a spiritual. I believe
that's
in
right.
our ancestors
mm-hmm.
and people keeping us whole and watching over us and making sure that
mm-hmm.
nothing happens to us because I still have things that need to be done from me here.
Mm-hmm. Right, 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 right. And because of
yes.
this lady's information experience, I think that the sister point, just I'm just going to go to the woman's part real quick. I think that that's really important, that when you have those bonds with women, we should be connected. You know what I mean? I have a really good girlfriend. Oh, my God. You can't get away from her. She'll call me and be like, she don't even live. She lives 5 states away from me. She'll call me like, yeah, what's going on with you? And I'll be going through something. And she'll feel it in the spirit where, you know, realm. And you can't get away. You can't hide, you know. And,
right.
and the connection, whether it's by blood or by bond,
right.
you know, you want those things because they're protective. They are honest. They love you and they want the best for you. When you have those bonds, nurture those bonds. You know, don't ignore it. Don't think, oh, it's just my sister or it's just my cousin. It's not just. This is my sister. This is my cousin, and I cherish
yeah.
that relationship because those are the angels that we deal with all the time. We do. So
blood
yeah.
don't really make you family. What makes you family is the people that surround your life with that positive energy that's always want the best for you, that's looking out for you, that's here for you, that listens to you
mm-hmm.
and everything.
Yep.
That's your family.
Right.
Your family
mm-hmm.
is
yep.
your family, you know, and it's
mm-hmm.
a broad range. It don't have to come from the same
mm-hmm.
mother or father. It's those who love you and care for you and nurturing you and really want to see you be the best that you can always be.
It is. You know what?
Yes.
Let me just say
right.
this one thing, and I'm going to shut up. Let me say one more thing. Now that you brought that up, I found out something this week that I, in all my years, I did not know this would have meant. You know how they say blood is thicker than water?
Yes.
Nola G? Miss Lucy, y'all
yeah.
heard of that, right? Blood
yeah.
is thicker than water?
I,
so
yeah,
people
I've
will say that. Right. And so I always thought, and I was talking to my youngest sister about it, and she was like, I never understood why people say blood is thicker than water, because she's like, okay, I understand the blood part. That's like a family, like a genetic, you know, we're of the same lineage. Yeah. But then the water part, what is the water? Like, she's like, are you serving your friends a bunch of water? What does that mean? And so we laughed about that. So I found out that the actual phrase is not that. The real phrase is, it's not blood is thicker than water. It is the covenant of the blood is thicker than water of the womb. So what it actually means is reverse of what we've been saying all this time. What it means is the blood of the covenant, meaning your friends or your people that you bond with, just because you got a bond with them, you got a covenant, thicker than the water of the womb, meaning of people that you're born of the same womb,
yes.
Your family.
Yes.
So it's exactly opposite of what we always use it as. And we don't say that. And I think that's where we get messed up. I mean, right?
I didn't know that.
I was like, man, I didn't either.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So just in case y'all get on Jeopardy and Trebek try to fool you, just go ahead and go with it. You know what it
is. Oh wow, that was a great story, Felicia.
I've never heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No,
I've never heard that. That's
no.
I like that. It's true though.
Yeah. It's true.
It is true. Yes.
And it makes so much more sense than the other one. Cause we say it, but we're like, okay, blood is, you know, people in the streets, they head clapping, boo, you don't want none of this. Blood is thicker than water. And you're like, that doesn't, you know, what? No, that's not, that doesn't make any sense.
That's not a true statement. But that's what I always say. It's not a true statement.
It's not factual.
It's not.
But yeah. So yeah, that was a very good story, Ms. Felicia. I think that was beautiful.
Yeah.
And I love to hear when people move in the spirit and you actually affect someone's life. I think that is so powerful. And
That's what we're just trying to send someone else's life.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We're going to send you love and light and just let you know that everything that you have experienced is in divine order and for a reason. And we are glad that you shared your story with us today.
Thank you, Ms. Felicia.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. All right.
I remember getting off work one day, and I went into Kroger, and you know I'm shopping, and I'm like, okay, you know I'm working on a budget here, and I'm you know just picking little things or whatever, and I come across you know how they have a little stand with the ladies making the food and sample? So I go over there. Yeah, so I go over there and I get, you know, a sample. And she's like, here, you know, she's explaining to me what it is. So we just got into, you know, we just started talking. And she was, you know, and that day I was just feeling like, you know, oh my, you know, I felt like, okay, I'm trying to, you know, I'm budgeting here, and then I'm just kind of feeling like, you know, I moved to another state, and I'm just kind of feeling like I'm missing a lot of my family. And when I got up there, we were talking. She said, girl, she was like, you know, she was just really, like, good spirit. She was like, hi, how you doing? She was like, you doing good? You know, she just went and talking to me, and she was just encouraging me. Like, she knew, it's just like she knew my life and
you
what I was
something.
Going through. And she was like, she was like, girl, she said, let me tell you something. You stay strong and you keep doing what you're doing. You know, she was like, you are beautiful. And I'm like, who is this lady? You know, and she just, you're a beautiful woman. And you're a beautiful woman and, you know, you stay strong and you keep taking care of your family and doing what you do. Like, she was just telling me, don't get discouraged by anybody. You know, they're going to tell you, you know, negative things and they're going to try to keep you down. And, I mean, it was just crazy hearing that because I was just like, wow, where did she come from and how did she even know, you know, what's going on and how I'm feeling today, you know? So I just, you know, that was just, I needed that. And she made me feel really good and she was telling me what I needed to do. She's like, you're a very smart woman. And she was like, in your profession that you are in right now, she said, you need to go to school and you need to get your degree and do something higher than what you're doing because you are worth way more than what you're doing. You are smart. And I'm just like, this lady, you know, and it was just, it was crazy. But, you know, I think
it was,
that
it was a Harpo who did
to me at that time.
Harpo who did,
like at that moment.
Woman.
So that,
that's
awesome to hear. You know, from her and hear her say that to me, and it was just crazy. I was just like, oh my God. And then I'm just one more. At one time I was out, and I said, you know, Jaden, my son was with me, and I was like, let's go, you know, get something to eat. And, you know, he's like, I want something from, you know, Chick-fil-A. And, you know, I pull up in Chick-fil-A, and if anybody knows about Chick-fil-A, they don't have a value menu or any of that, okay? So we just like, okay, we pull up there, and,
ain't
you know,
no
we
Coupon.
Order our food, but...
Ain't, they,
no.
Ain't no, ain't, they not on Groupon. You can forget it.
So when I pull up there, you know, I order our food, and I get up there. When I get to the window, the girl comes to the window, and she's like, the car in front of you pay for your order. And
ooh.
I was like,
really? I need the Holy Ghost.
And I was like,
doing a praise dance.
So I was like, really? You know, like this total stranger just paid for our food. So I only felt that at that moment, I felt like I should pay it forward. And I did the same thing. And I just gave her my money and just told her, put that towards the order behind me, and I just, you know, kept going. Like, and it was just so emotional for me because I've never had that happen for me. Like, somebody just did that for me, really? I just felt like I needed to pay it forward, and I did it, and that was an awesome feeling right there. It was.
It is, but see, that's what I'm saying. Like, angels, I don't think they have to do anything that, you know, they're not bringing you back from the dead. They are small things that make an impact where you remember how you felt. And as we're going through this life, it's about how we feel. We don't really remember all the details of everything. That's why we take pictures. Because if you remembered
all
the details, you would need a picture. But the reason that we do it is because we can't remember all the details. We know how we felt. So that selfie you took when you had your little slinky dress on, you felt great. Your hair was right. Your eyebrows was good. You know, you went to Miss Kitty to get your eyebrows done. You saw Tina at the nail shop. You're good. Okay? Feel free to add on. Anybody, how does you feel that night? Come on now. Tell me how you looking that night. What you got on? Did you get the knee boots on?
I was fly.
Uh-huh.
I was so fly.
Uh-huh.
No, super fly. Super duper fly.
Just talk to me about that whole day. I'm talking about when you took the best selfie you ever took. What did you have on? Come on, Lady J, give me something. What you had on? You have some knee boots on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I probably have some knee boots on or, a little something, a little,
Nola, what you got on, girl? What you got on that?
I don't remember what I had on, but I know I was snatched under them clothes, boy. I was thin.
Ooh,
and I was
child.
Felt.
Somebody.
Felt under them clothes.
Girl.
The hips and the thighs showed up for the picture. The hips and the thighs,
They showed up. They came through. So that's the thing is, you remember how you felt, and so our emotions and our hearts, if you want to call it our hearts, are really just a bank of feelings of how we felt. So that. The guy that we were with or the girl that we were with, how we felt, how did you make me feel? How did I interpret, you know, how did I feel when I was with you? How was our spiritual energy?
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, when you have a heartbreak, it's because you know how you felt when you was with that person and it's not there anymore. But it's still in there. It can never go away. But you don't remember, you know, that dude had one eye that was lazy and the other one that walked completely off the job. You didn't remember that, you know what I'm saying? He might have had wooden teeth. He may or may not have wooden teeth. You didn't remember that. You know what I'm saying? You didn't remember that his sweatshirt was just dried just a little too long. Just a little too long for that day. How you remember is how he made you feel. He made you feel like a woman.
Super woman.
Or she made you feel like a man.
or whatever, however you mix it up. But it looks like we got somebody else calling in. So I'm
okay.
Gonna stop telling jokes because I'm getting sleepy.
You are.
I'm about to get a whooping and get take. I'm about to get a whooping. I'm gonna take a bath. I'm gonna go to sleep. And I'm gonna do the sleepy cry when you. And I can't breathe. We do. Miranda.
Hello.
I'm up in the building.
Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, caller.
Hi, how are you ladies tonight?
We're doing good.
Right.
Who are we speaking with tonight?
You're speaking to Minister Rita Terrell.
Hello, Rita
Terrell. Hi, Sissy. How are you?
Hi. It's one of my favorite people. I gotta give her a sound effect. 1 second. Yes.
Is that what that was?
Hi. Hi, I was calling to speak on y'all's topic tonight about angels.
I have
a daughter that she is just like an angel to me. She has always been there for me. When I was out in the street on drugs, my daughter was always there. And when it would come time for me to come in out of the streets, the Lord sent her there to pull me up out of the streets. And I'm here to say that no matter where you are, your angels follow you. And they are definitely a blessing to you. We may not see it. We may not acknowledge it. But they're there. People will walk up to you out of the clear blue sky and give you a blessing for the day. That was an angel that God sent to you. And we don't acknowledge that because when it comes to you, it's like a shock. And you say, man, where did that come from? Who is this? But it was nothing but God's angel, his mercy, his grace that he sent to you that day. Because you could have been down and out. Going through Lord knows what. But this angel stepped in and he put a smile on your face.
That is so true.
And believe me, today I see just what you're saying as far as the angels, because I encounter with them all the time. And it's amazing how good he is. And if it's nothing but a kind word, give it to that person. Tell that person how nice they look. Tell that person, I'm glad to see you today. Give them a hug. But people don't realize that hug is so powerful.
Oh, my God.
And it makes a person's day.
Hold on. Let me put a pause in there, Minister Rita, real quick.
Okay.
Let me just say this about the whole hug thing. And I'm going to go to a little different level, but I'm talking to women, and I'm talking specifically to women who have been broken. A lot of women of color, just because of the way that America has done things, we have a lot of brokenness in us, right? So let me just say this.
Yes, we do.
They did a study. They did a study on children that were in an orphanage. I want to say it was like in Russia or somewhere. And they had a lot of orphans, little babies, and there wasn't enough workers to, like, really hands-on. They would feed them. You know, they make sure the stuff get done that we think keeps them alive. The orphans that had not been touched would die. They just from not having touch. They would eat.
Okay.
They would be sick. They would die because they didn't have human touch. So now I'm gonna fast forward to broken women. So if you think about that, if that's true, a lot of times we might judge another woman and be like, oh, she's a hoe, or oh, you know, she's out there in the world. What we're really craving is, as women, is the power of touch. But the only sometimes we think the only kind of touch we can get is sexual, because that's where it's coming from. That's what some men are giving to us. Society is coming too. But really, we just want to be touched. If somebody just came, if you just came and held a woman, like if I went to another woman and just held her real tight, that might be all she needs, and she don't have to sleep with that.
Right.
She don't have to sleep with that loser, that abuser, that night. You know what I'm saying? It's so important.
I agree
so
with
your
you.
Words,
Okay, and I'm done. I'm out. I just wanted to say that because you brought that up. You brought that into my spirit.
Because basically you're right, because that it's a connection from the heart, heart to heart. And when you feel that love from someone else, it's a connection there.
It
brightens up a person, just like you said, all the battered women out here. If someone would just reach out sometime and give them a hug and tell them you look beautiful today,
and
let them know that you're worthy. You're worthy.
Yep.
And you don't have to do the things that you're doing because you are worthy.
Right.
Okay,
yep.
You're more precious than gold.
Worthy.
That's right. You're more precious than gold.
Right.
So therefore, lot of times we let men abuse and neglect us because we don't feel love.
Right.
But if we was someone was even if it was the sister, your brother, whoever, if someone would just give you that hug, just give me a hug for the day, and it will make everything all right. And that's all basically, even with the children today. The children need hugs.
Uh-huh.
They need hugs today. A lot of them don't get the hugs. They don't get the love. And that's why this world is in a turmoil today, because we're lacking love. And you know that's the first commandment is love, one another. Okay, and basically that's what we need to do. We need to get out here and start reaching out to those that need some love.
Go ahead.
I was telling my sister-in-law, I would like to get down to the battered women's shelter to just let someone know that you're worthy. That you're worthy to be loved. You don't have to be abused. You don't have to accept what a man abusing you, because you're a queen. You are a queen, and you don't have to accept anything and everything that a man does to you. But you got to first learn how to love you. Once you learn how to love you, then you powerful, baby. You are truly powerful. You got to first love yourself. Once you love you're able to love someone else.
And you know, just to piggyback off that, I feel like, you know, first of all, I think love is an action word. I think when people say it, it comes with action. Like if I say I love you and I'm not showing you love, then I don't love you. Like, you're going to know it without me saying it. So like you said about the hugs and everything. But when we talk about loving and giving love to other people, we want to just acknowledge the fact that we can all do angel work. So like Miss Felicia was saying earlier, like Lady J was saying, you know, these things that we see, they don't have to be about money. Sometimes they are. Sometimes they're about giving a little more. But sometimes they're just about hugging somebody. Sometimes it's just about saying, "You girl, you look amazing today. I see you."
Yeah,
we want to be seen.
Right.
We want to be acknowledged.
Yeah.
Right? That's right.
Yeah.
So and that's what we hunger for. We hunger for the affection. We're missing the affection. We even the kids are even missing the affection at home. And that's what's causing this world to be it is today.
Because no one
grabs these kids, hug them, tell them that they love them. And that's why this world is corrupted the day that
it is
now.
But look what's substituting our hugs. It's technology. So we got to be real careful. We talked about that before. Technology is hugging our children. So everybody's looking down. Yesterday I was in the airport, and I'm in a restaurant eating by myself. And I did the same thing. I'm by myself, so I'm looking at my phone. So I look up, and I notice, I'm thinking, oh, it's a lot of people praying in here. No, they're not. They're on their phone. They're not praying. You're looking down because you're on your phone.
Yep, you're right.
So we're not hugging because the kids are on the games or they're on the phones or whatever. So we got to be mindful. We got to still push back so we can have some kind of balance.
Uh-huh.
But I will say this.
That's
In terms of doing angel work and what I was saying, let's just all commit to. We're going to make New Year's resolutions. We want 2019 to be the best. Why don't we look at, we already got a challenge that we already had out there. And that was about us, right? The challenge, the one we started in December is about us. That's fine. But you got to start with you first.
Right.
Because if you don't have yourself right, you can't give nobody else. But why don't we look
that's
at
that's right. You got to have you in order
else?
First.
Right.
Right.
Why don't we look at what
right.
can we do for someone else? So if I commit to saying I'm gonna stop somebody and give them a compliment every day. I'm gonna hug one person a day,
yeah.
and I don't care how they look.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't want bugs or anything, but I don't, you know, hey, whatever. I'm gonna be protected. So, you know, let's make a new commitment to each other, to humanity, because we cannot let the machines replace us, because machines don't have hearts and souls, and they're not gonna worry about Siri.
No,
don't care nothing about you.
Nope,
no, they're not.
Don't.
And you know what?
It
let
doesn't.
Me just say, I wanted to say one thing too that always it really sticks with me, and I always remember is. One time I was, you know, we have greeters and people that stand, you know, at the doors at work, and there's a few of them,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of them, and, you know, I woke up one morning, and I was tired, and, you know, I didn't realize that, you know, I guess my facial expression showed that I was just kind of tired or whatever, but I remember
go
walking in the door,
my belt. Give me
and
belt.
One of the greeters said to me, he came up to me, he said, smile, beautiful. He said, every time I see you walk through them doors, you always have a beautiful smile on your face. And today,
all
I don't
right.
see that.
Wow.
He said, before you keep going, I need to see that smile so my day can get started. And he made
all
me laugh because
right.
I'm like, wow.
Uh-huh.
Like, he noticed
that's
that.
Right.
And I was like, thank you. And I let you know, and I smiled all the way to, you know, the rest of the way to my station. But I was just like, that just made my day. Like, you know, he noticed that. He said, every time you come in here, I see your beautiful smile. Today you're not smiling. I need you to smile for me. So I'm not letting you go until I see that beautiful
mm-hmm.
smile. And all I could do was laugh, you know, because I'm like, you know. And
that's
that
right.
Just, that was awesome. That was great. Yes.
Because basically a smile brings sunshine. When
mm-hmm.
you see a person smile, you see the brightness in their
mm-hmm.
face. You see the happiness in them. And if that smile is not there, you're missing something. And
mm-hmm.
and they struggling or they going through trials and tribulations that day. But if you, like
mm-hmm.
you said, if we just give them a kind word,
mm-hmm.
it will
mm-hmm.
brighten up their
okay.
day.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
believe it or
again.
Not, it will carry you further in your day.
Yep.
It'll make
it will.
Your day complete
it
if
will.
You just
yeah.
give
uh-huh.
someone a kind word.
Uh-huh. Kind word. That's good stuff. That's good stuff.
Yes.
I mean, we cannot dispute that. And your story.
No, we cannot.
And you have an angel in your family. Awesome.
Yes.
Like, I love that. And we need to look for the angels that are right there with us and acknowledge them while they're here.
Yep.
Don't
that's
wait for
right.
them gone and put
nope.
some angel wings on them in the obituary. Acknowledging
mm-hmm.
them.
That, that's
them
right.
Their work is acknowledged and it's appreciated.
Yeah.
That I think that's
yep.
important.
And that's exactly what I do. I let her know that I love her every day. Because if it
that's
had
so
not have been for you and had not have been for God touching you, I don't think I would be here today. Matter of fact, I know I wouldn't. But
wow.
he sent
that
angel that to come get me.
Yes.
And I am so thankful to her for her. And I thank God for her. Because
right.
she
mm-hmm.
brought me. She helped bring me from a mighty long way. So I'm touching and agreeing with y'all today.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
thank
start giving
so
someone a kind
that.
Word today. Each and
that's
every
right.
day. Let someone
yes.
know that someone cares. It's not that bad. And I tell people a lot of times, hold on, baby, it's not that bad.
Nope.
You just don't know.
Mm-mm.
It could be worse than what you are going through. Someone else is going through something worse.
Yeah,
so
that's
today,
right.
you need to put a smile on your face. And it will brighten
thank
up your
you.
Day. And you will be
wow.
able to move on. Because you're touching hearts. And that's the main thing, our hearts. Our hearts play the main part of our life. If you can touch
mm-hmm.
one heart, you have done an amazing job. Just touch
yes,
one heart each day.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Minister, for that. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for calling in and sharing your story with
y'all.
Us.
Thank you.
We really appreciate that. Thank you so much. And we have another caller, Minister. I really appreciate you calling in to us. Thank you. We love you.
Thank you, y'all. Love you all, and y'all have a beautiful, blessed night. Good night.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Good night.
Oh, my gosh. She has the best voice ever. I can just listen to her talk all day. I want her to read all of my books for me. Like, I want her to read my math books and science. And she could read the dang on yellow pages. It would sound amazing. It sounds so soothing. So, yeah.
We have another caller.
Thank you. Yeah. Our family is so beautiful. We love y'all out there. We really do. Tell a friend. Tell a neighbor.
Yeah.
Let's all get some.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Well, here we go.
Is there a caller?
Can you hear me?
Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hi, caller. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Who am I speaking to?
This is Miss Mimi.
Hey, how are you, Miss Mimi?
Good. How are you, ladies?
Doing well.
It's funny because the spirit just woke me up. I'm supposed to be asleep because I have to go to work, but I'm like, I'm woke. I've been asleep all day. Had a good nap and everything.
All right, now.
But when I heard about you all talking about these angels, oh, my goodness, I had an experience in church one day. I was visiting with my sister at one of her churches that she visited. And, you know, young people, they could be anywhere in the world on Sunday morning but in church. And this church service started at 11 o'clock. And it was a young lady. Mm-hmm. She was about 16, but you could tell in her life that something was going on where she was broken. Things was broken in her life. And the minister was asking her to sing because she has a beautiful voice, but she didn't get up and sing because of whatever was going on in her spirit. It was hurting her, so she just shook her head no. And so the minister said, okay, that's okay. We're going to hear you today. And anyways, by the end of church was over, and my sister was trying to introduce me to, you know, her people to let her know that she brought me. And I told her, hold on, I'll be right back because I saw the young lady go outside. So I follow her outside, and I was like, hi, sweetheart. I'm like, is everything okay? Is there anything I can get you, anything you want right now? And that baby said, I just want a bottle of a glass of water. And it touched my soul.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. All she wanted was some water.
That's in
my purse and got all the money I had in my purse. And I gave it to this girl. I said, here, baby, we're going to get you. It's maybe about $10 to $12. I said, take this. You can go get you something to drink, something to eat, but take care of yourself, baby. I said, I'm going to pray because God touched you because you could have been anywhere besides in this church. How old are you? And she said, 16. I said, you keep on trusting God. You keep on following him right on here to this church. He's going to lead you in the right path. I promise you he is. It's just that baby could have said, well, I just need some money. She said, I want some water. A bottle of water.
Wow.
I said, oh, my God. So
all
the money I had in my pockets. I said, here, baby.
Right.
So get you something to eat.
You
to take care of yourself. Yes.
Oh, wow. That's all
good.
She needed. Aww.
That's all
that's
said.
Oh, wow. That's so sweet.
When it comes
I didn't want to cry.
When it,
I didn't cry
when it comes down
face.
To it, you sound like you crying now about it, Miss Mimi.
Okay, when I think about that, baby, I still pray like Lord's keeper. You know who I'm talking about, the keeper, wherever she at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was
amazing.
Oh, wow. And so that changed you.
Yeah.
And that changed you because, you know, somebody just asked me if it's, I just want the basics. Like, I'm not asking you to, you know, buy me a Lamborghini. You know, I just want the basics. I want a hug. I want some water. I want some peace.
Right.
I want some rest.
And I hugged and gave her, you know, something to help her. Go get you some water, baby. Go get a case of water, a couple of cases.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
That's good stuff.
Yes.
And then look, Miss Mimi got woke up by an angel because she's supposed to be at work or going to work or whatever, and she's right now talking to us. So
There's an angel in the building. Hey,
okay.
I'm feeling sleepy. I feel really well rested. I feel well rested.
That's that angel.
Wow.
That's that angel giving you that angel.
Yes.
Giving you that angel massage in the back.
Right. Let me know you okay. We hugging you.
Well,
yes,
thank you, Miss Mimi, for sharing that with us. That was a that was a nice story. Yes, thank you
thank
for sharing
you.
That with
Listen.
Us.
You're
yes.
welcome.
And I would not be KK if I didn't say if I'm trying to just get my numbers up. It's all about going to reaching this person. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell an enemy that we're here, and we're here every when we're here Thursday night.
Thursday night.
Eastern Standard Time.
8 p.m.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And we're gonna start giving away stuff too. So y'all get them in here. We have artists that call in. I mean that we do interviews with. We're gonna start having some bigger people. So just share it so we can get this message out to the world because it's not about us, right? We're here because we're here every
mm-hmm.
Thursday.
That's
so
right.
Your story,
yeah,
like
we're here.
Miss Mimi's story, uh-huh. Miss Felicia's story, Minister Rita's story. Like that's the kind mm-hmm. of stuff that we want. We're not the answer. All of us are the answer. We're the ones we've been waiting
mm-hmm.
on. We gotta share collectively and bring it
right,
up. Okay,
right.
We're gonna do this.
That's right.
The devil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
okay.
funny because when I'm at church and the pastor gets to the point where he's okay, get your neighborhood and tell them it's gonna be okay. I'd be a mess by if we get to that because he says it's gonna be everything gonna be all right. I'd be a mess. They say I'd be crying and they like it's okay. Just the thought of that it's gonna be all right if he just gone.
Right. Yeah. Look, y'all. I need all of us collectively that's listening right now. And Miss Mimi don't know how many listeners
mm-hmm.
we have, but we have a few thousand. We have about 7,900
mm-hmm.
to a few thousand. And
mm-hmm.
I just want to encourage all of us. Let's pray, just go ahead and send some good energy, a prayer out for Miss Mimi, for Minister Rita, for Miss Felicia, for the whole you here. Just put a directed prayer out that we get elevated to the next level. That's something, yes, absolutely. That's what we need to do. So,
yes,
we're good.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Mimi.
You're welcome,
Thank
honey.
You so much.
I'm glad to finally get a chance to get on here.
Yes, and you got to go to work, so you need to get some more rest.
I'm going to go to work. I'm going to go back to sleep in a minute.
Well, thank you
okay.
for calling in. We appreciate it.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
You're welcome, ladies. I love you, ladies.
Yes,
thank
love
you.
You too, sis.
We love you back. We love you back.
Okay.
So let me say one thing that just came to my mind, you guys.
Okay.
I have to say that when we talk about angels and we talk about, you know, the encounters or people in your life, I have to say that I have a brother that it doesn't matter what is going on. He knows. I call him, it's my sugar bear. We call him sugar bear. But it's just like he knows sometimes and he feels when something's not right. And it scares me sometimes. Like I'll be going through something or I'll, you know, be feeling a certain way, and he'll just call and just be like, what's going on with you? Hey, sis, just calling you, you know, just, you know, and it's like he'd be, no, and I'm like, how do you know that I'm feeling some type of way or I need to talk to somebody? Like, you know, so it's just like he has that energy, that feeling, like he just knows, and it's not just with me, it's just with a lot of, you know, most of our family, like he just feels that. So, and then it just seems like it's always at the right time, you know, and he'll call and be like, you good? And I'm like, and I can't lie and say, yeah, I'm okay. But I'm like, yeah, I'm just dealing with you. Like, what's going on with you? You know, I'm like, man, you always know what the heck is
mm-hmm.
going on. So,
see, now you're going into different territory, Lady J. Listen, now you're talking about empaths. That's a whole different conversation, and we're going to have a whole different conversation
yeah.
about empaths.
Ain't that,
They're empaths.
Yes.
And there's
uh-huh.
so many. There's indigo children. There's angels. There's prophets. I mean, everybody has a different
yeah.
role, and I think that.
That's right.
I think that the lie that we have been told is that you have one thing to do. I got to go work at FedEx. And shout out to FedEx workers because y'all do the thing. All I'm saying is that's uh-huh. not what your role in life was to be. That's your job where you make money. Like I remember somebody asked me,
yeah.
so what do you do? And I told them what I did. And I'm saying I told them what I did, like where I work. And they were like, oh no, I don't mean what you do for money. What do you do for this world? I was like, oh what? Did you what? I had to knuckle it up. Like what? I was knocking a few bucks. I'm kind of offended.
Uh-uh.
But when you ask somebody, if you think about it, but I'm saying if you think about it, when someone asks you, what do? The first thing we talk about is where do you work? That's not what I asked you.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm not going. That's a whole other topic. We're going to save that
yeah,
one later.
Yeah, that's a whole
other
topic.
Okay,
we're going to save that one for the next show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We ran over. Okay.
I just want to put something that just keeps popping up in my head. And you
okay.
know, it is important. I feel like it is a wonderful thing that we have these experiences and that these beings are here, you know, whoever it is, these people are these experiences that we're having are happening to us. It's a wonderful thing. But I think what is most wonderful is that we can do this for other people. Like Miss Mimi was
right.
talking about how the little girl that, she, you know, she felt some type of way about the little girl and followed her and asked her, you know, she made the effort. She was cognizant of what the little girl might have been going through. She was kind of feeling her and went and followed her and petitioned her and asked her, what is it that
uh-huh.
you need? How can I help you? And the little girl, you know, it touched her in return. But,
uh-huh.
you know, I used to say this thing all the time. I used to have this quote. This used to be my favorite quote. Be the
uh-huh.
change that you want to see in the world. And
oh, wow.
So, you know, I think that, you know, we were talking about people who just need love and who just need, you know, touch. And who are crazy, you know,
uh-huh.
we can be that for people. We have to, you know, be
right.
mindful that we can act as the angel. We can be that for people.
Yep.
We can
exactly.
spend.
Yep.
I always say my favorite people are the people whose first response is to smile. When you look at people, I feel some type of way about somebody who, when I look at them, they kind of give me a look or don't smile.
Or like Oprah said, if a child comes in the room and you don't smile, it's something
yeah.
wrong.
I'm just saying,
you know,
yeah.
like that.
That's
the litmus
test.
Favorite
people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, smile.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's
yeah.
it's a very simple thing. It don't cost nothing. It's free $3.99 up
mm-hmm.
in here. You can smile for free. you can pay
$3.99.
It's $3.99, and you don't you have no idea who you might touch, who might need just your smile. Just like what
mm-hmm.
Lady Day was saying. The guy, you know, noticed. She smiled all the time, and then the day that she come in, she's not smiling, he noticed it. He needed that.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you were an acting angel for him.
He
needed his
mm-hmm.
smile. So, I mean, you know, we
yep.
also just, you know, we have to think about, yeah, these things happen to us. We experience
mm-hmm.
these angels, but we are also angels ourselves. And we have to be, you know, be
yeah.
mindful when we walk through daily life of people that we bless and things
right.
that we can do that don't cost us nothing, that we can bless other people.
Nothing. Yep.
All right. Now.
I'm serious.
No
so that's some real stuff right there.
Yeah.
No, she just came through with it at the end, didn't she? She just
yes, she did.
I mean, that was a winning touchdown. Ah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, it was. But yeah, this is let me let y'all know. This has blessed me, and I mean blessed in the highest. I don't mean in a religious way. I'm saying it really has touched and enlightened and lifted me up today. All our callers,
yes.
the stories you shared, the honesty, the realness of it. Thank you, because it's
mm-hmm.
done something for me.
Yes.
It really has.
Yes. Thank you so much. Yes. And even for those that haven't called in and are listening and, you know, you've had your encounters and you just listening, you didn't want to share, we still appreciate you for just listening in. And we hope that, you know, listening to the, you know, the stories and us,
you know, our stories have, you know, encouraged you and to be able to bless someone else or be an angel to someone else.
Mhm. Oh yeah.
Yes.
Let's do it. Let's all commit. Let's all commit to doing angel work in 2019. Or you can start it now. Just do some angel work, and I ain't talking about costing you no money. Do it for free. You know what I'm saying? Smile. Say hello. Give a hug. Shake a hand. Forgive somebody. Tell somebody you're sorry. Ask them to forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
Let somebody out in front of you in traffic. It costs you nothing. Girl.
Oh, boy.
Honey, let's do, you know what I'm saying? And then those things that actually cost dollars and cents, if you can do those too. So that waitress that looks like they're having a little hard day at the Waffle House, you know what I'm saying, and your eggs ain't come out right, that's not her fault. You know what I'm saying? You know, leave her the tip you was going to leave her and just let her know, hey, you know, I understand. You ain't got no control over that. Them eggs went right, but you did a good job. So here you go. And, just so you know, I used to be a server that way back in the day. So, you know, when you put up, if you tip somebody $3, if you put a penny on it, that penny means that person was a good server. It's only the penny. Now, if you only put one penny, that's a diff. But whatever tip you were going to leave, if you add a penny onto it, that means they were a good server. It changes their mood.
Right.
So let's put a penny on it.
All right, now.
All right.
Well, ladies, that was great. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was great.
Was.
That's going to give me something to think about.
I love.
And I'm,
girl.
Yes.
I got so much to think about. I got so much work to do.
I love y'all, too.
I know. I'm about to play work to do. Where's my son? Who is that, Tamia? I got to find that. All right.
So, ladies, it's been a great night tonight. And any last-minute things you guys want to say before we call it a night tonight?
Have a wonderful night. If I start talking, I'm going to start talking because I won't stop. So it's been too good for me.
Okay. Well, everyone, thank you for tuning in today.
Wait, Lady J, I know what.
No,
I'm not going to say anything. What song are we going out with? No, what song are we going out with? I just want you to introduce it. Remember you said you wanted us to play it. That's it.
Yes.
Oh.
So if you guys haven't tuned in, didn't tune in last week, we are going to play our song. What's our song, ladies?
Royalty by Prince Hakeem.
By Prince Hakeem.
Yes,
we are going to play a song. We had an interview with him. So we're going to end our show tonight with Royalty, okay?
Yes.
Like a star, you must be famous. I need to know who you are. I'm a king, so be my queen. I never seen you in my city, so pro. See, tell me what to do, baby. She said, I'm more. Down at your feet, love, not at all.